Joining us now, he is the COO of Vertical Groove Golf. Ruben Hannon joins us. Welcome into the golf shop, Ruben.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right. So back in like November of 2016, we had y'all on and you were talking about the vertical groove driver. Now you guys have rolled out a 3-wood. What's been the response so far?
It's been incredible. We launched at the PGA show this year, and the response has been great. I mean, we're coming off a phenomenal first year, you know, in the golf industry with our vertical groove driver and the success that we had on tour, and it's just it's been very well received.
Yeah, I mean, to help our listeners understand, I mean, we're literally talking about the face of the club, and rather than the typical horizontal grooves in the front, you guys have right on the face, they're vertical lines. And when we had you on, like Mark said, back in 2016, we still had some questions about how this would be received, even by with the USJ and the GA and the RNA figure out a way to make it illegal. Take us a little bit through the development of this technology, the why behind it, and what has happened since in its acceptance and how well it's been embraced.
Well, when we first saw the vertical grooves on the face, you know, it was that, why has anybody thought of this? And that aha moment that, you know, I've never seen anything like it. So we came across this technology really in 2014 and, you know, was very excited about seeing something that was just totally opposite from the current industry, being a vertical groove driver. And we went out to Golf Labs in San Diego, which is the number one third-party testing facility, and tested it at the time when the slider was coming out from TaylorMade and the Nike had the Covert at the time and Big Bertha was being reintroduced with Callaway. And we put on the Iron Byron and we beat everyone in distance and dispersion, and we knew we had something pretty special.
Now,
fast forward about a year and a half, and we raised capital and decided to merchandise and manufacture it ourselves, and the rest is history. It's been really well received.
So without giving away too much of the secret sauce, why does it work? I mean, because like you said, somebody should have done this. I mean, think about all the people who have tried to improve their games in their garage, adding lead weights and changing out faces, all before customizable clubs came out. Why now? How does this work? Why do the vertical grooves do so well?
It's a combination of the vertical grooves and our head design, to be honest. We've got a 450cc. It's a fixed head, so a little bit smaller. We have a deeper face. We have 17 vertical grooves across the face of our driver and our 3-wood now. And the dispersion rates just become tighter. It doesn't matter if you hit it off the toe or the heel. With the vertical groove, it just holds the line. You're not getting that ballooning effect that you see with a lot of guys that are hitting, slices and hooks. And, with our patented face technology with vertical grooves coupled with the way that our head's designed, we have patents that are issued, to protect us, but it just works, and I back in 16, we were hoping that everything we were saying was going to come to fruition especially on the Champions Tour where we've really started. And we had an incredible year. I mean, we launched John Daly as a global ambassador in January of 2017, and he goes out and wins his first tournament at the Insperity Invitational, which was his first tournament he won since 2004. And that same week, Kenny Perry was second playing our driver, and Rocco Media was number one in driving accuracy. So, I mean, that kind of kicked off our year, and then it just kind of ballooned after that. Kenny Perry goes out and wins the Senior U.S. Open with our driver, and on 18, gentlemen, I mean, the Golf Channel, the guys that were announcing said he's definitely pulling out an iron or a 3-wood here. He's up by 3 strokes. He pulls out the vertical groove driver and smokes one 300 down the fairway. And Kenny said, the reason he won was that he's playing from the fairway. And that's not what we've just seen on the Champions Tour. We've seen it down to the amateur level, at the highest handicap. So it just works. It's awesome to see and watch and see the people's reaction when the ball just goes straight.
Now, the Champions Tour, we know, is a little bit more relaxed atmosphere. I would say, obviously not when they're getting down to winning golf tournaments, but, probably earlier in the week and things like that, and guys seem to be having more fun. Do you see, when you're out there, guys coming over and looking at it and hitting it and being interested in it on the Champions Tour as to when these guys are out there using it?
100%. I mean, these guys are going to play what's going to perform for them. I mean, they can play anything. It is a little bit relaxed, more so than the PGA Tour itself. But, you know, these are the greatest champions that ever played the game, and they can play anything they want to play. And for us, yes, we've got 7 to 8 in play every single week on the Champions Tour. We've got about 10 to 12 that are very close to being put in play with some of the top guys that are out there. So we've had the validation at the highest level. In fact, Doug Garwood, who maybe many listeners don't know Doug picked up our driver with 5 tournaments left last year, and he was outside the Schwab Cup, picks up our driver, makes 4 top 10s in a row, makes the Schwab Cup, ends top 25, makes his card for the year. And now Doug, this year in 2018, after just 3 tournaments, is number 1 in driving accuracy, which he's never had. He's been number 1 in driving distance before, but never in accuracy. He's gone from number 50 to number 1 in accuracy by playing the vertical groove driver.
Well, and obviously the evolution from the driver to the 3-wood leads to the next question. Will we see a 5 and a 7, it's more of a hybrid rescue club? I mean, does the technology, does it work on irons? I have no idea.
We haven't tested irons. We just launched our 3-wood. It comes in a 14-degree, really more for the tour professional, just so they can keep it low, a low ball flight with less spin. But for the masses, we have our 15-degree. Great turf interaction, easy to get the ball in the air, which for 3-woods, very hard to do for most companies. Ours is very easy to get in the air. And then we have an 18-degree 5-wood that'll come out right around the Masters. But we're going to stay in our lane, guys. I mean, it's really about, you know, coming out with the best drivers, the best fairway woods and hybrids that we can make. And so far, everything has really, you know, played well. I mean, our ball speeds are up, our spin rates are down, our dispersion rates are tighter, and our distance, you know, is beating the best out there. So we've got a great product.
Now, isn't it tempting to get out of that lane, though? I mean, you look at a company like Under Armour, who has diversified so much and had a terrible fourth quarter, and they regret some of it. But it's really tempting, isn't it, to get out of your lane if you've had some success?
Well, I mean, the next one is probably a putter. I mean, if you look at the industry, the driver and the putter are probably the two most sold and changed clubs in a golfer's bag, and it makes sense as you think about a forward roll and from a putter standpoint. But again, you know, we're not trying to be everything to everybody. I mean, Under Armour obviously opened up every distribution channel they could open to make their numbers as a public company. So a little bit different of an analogy, but you know, we're a B2C business right now. You're not going to find us in Dick's and Golf Galaxy. You're going to find us where you can build your club on vertgolf.com. We are, you know, servicing a lot of green grass accounts at a lot of country clubs. And, you know, it's a little bit slower approach, but the word of mouth in the golf industry is everything. And, you know, that's where the validation comes in. So we feel really good about our go-forward process.
Again, we're talking with Ruben Hannon, the COO of Vertical Groove Golf. And, you know, there are going to be people out there that said, okay, you're telling me how great this thing is, whether it's the driver or the 3-wood, and you're not at Dick's and stuff like that. Where can I go hit one, man? Where can I test one out?
Well, Club Champion Golf has our heads. You can get fit there. We're working on a few other big club fitting companies. We're doing demo days across the country. You know, we do have a 30-day return policy. If someone wants to buy the club and try it out, then and return it if it doesn't fit. But you know, the numbers speak for themselves. When everybody asks the same question, I just say, listen, let's put them on a monitor and let's go hit them. I mean, we're just with TrueSpec a few weeks ago, and we tested against the M3, and I mean, the numbers just speak for themselves. Our carry distance was 15 yards further. Our dispersion rates from Ping to Callaway and to the TaylorMade's, all their new clubs, we beat in dispersion. So, you know, our club works. You know, it's not a lot of bells and whistles. To your point earlier, we're not sliding a lot of weights around to find the desired CG, and you know, it's a very simple club. So hopefully you guys, the listeners will go on vertgolf.com, learn as much as you can about the technology, and hopefully put one in your bag.
Yeah, I mean, we've done stuff with Club Champion here in Charlotte and you know, understand how the process works. Have you been able to generate any data from, like, the point of sale, a place like Club Champion, and when people get in there and they try the vertical grooves, and then they try out the PXG, and then they try out the latest, you know, TaylorMade, and they try. Have you been able to get any data from them on how the consumers are reacting to it in the store compared head to head with every other club?
We beat it on the monitors. You know, our biggest challenge, and that you kind of addressed in the beginning, is because we're not in Dixon Golf Galaxy, is we don't have the brand presence that PXG does, spending, you know, $50 to $100 million in marketing every year and those sort of things. So guys aren't necessarily coming in and asking for vertical groove today. However, when they're in the store and in Club Champion, our head does pop off the shelf. The Club Champion reps who are fitters are some of the best in the country. They do an incredible job. And when they're, you know, when they're looking at someone that's you know, slicing or hooking the ball, and they know our dispersion is going to be tighter, they're definitely recommending it because our sales show it. So it's a combination of a few things, but, you know, the vertical groove product just works. And, you know, like I said, if we didn't validate it at the highest level on the Champions Tour, you know, you got to think back in the industry. I mean, Callaway started on the Champions Tour, Orlemar, Adams. I mean, you just go down the list. That's where they started. And, you know, we're kind of, like I said, staying in that lane and focused on that demographic of the 50-plus, you know, male golfer. But we're seeing a, you know, a nice, you know, surgence in the women's golfer. The millennial is a nice percentage of our business. So we're starting to open it up a little bit more, especially with social media.
Now, how much research did you guys put into, and I'm going to call it the tuning fork, you know, effect, the sound of the driver in the 3-wood and as you, you know, roll out the 5-wood and hybrids? I mean, how much importance is that? You know, are you hearing from consumers? You know, there's people that could care less what it sounds like. There's people that say, man, you know, that sounds good or that sounds bad. They put a lot of stock in that. Do you guys do that as well?
I'll tell you the number one thing we hear consistently, and that's from the highest level down to the amateur, that's a, you know, plus 25, is the sound and the feel of our clubs are something they've never felt before. It's a great feel, and our sound, you're not getting that big tinging sound that you get from our competitors. And I think a lot has to do with just being a fixed head. You don't have a lot of sliding weights and other, you know, materials that you're competing with that give you that kind of ting sound. It's very solid. You know you hit it solid. And like I said, our face on our driver is just a little bit deeper, so the sweet spot, you know, is definitely bigger, being a smaller head at 450cc. So you're not losing any distance like you do with our competitors on the toe and the heel of the club, and your dispersion rates are just much tighter. So it's awesome to watch. And fortunately, we're out on the Champions Tour and get to see our favorite players from, you know, when we all grew up, you know, hitting our product, and it just continues, you know, to compete at the highest level.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want our listeners to confuse your presence and success on the Champions Tour for this is a club for people with slow swing speeds, right? I mean, this is that's not part of the equation.
It's not, because that we just, again, in a new company in this industry, you've got to validate it with the best. So that's where we started. Obviously, our target is amateurs. Amateurs are looking for an edge. Every golfer is looking to enjoy the game more by playing from the fairway. And what our, you know, like I said in the beginning, our vertical grooves just tighten that dispersion. So if you're typically slicing the ball, which most golfers do have an outside in swing, and you're getting that big slice, you know, it just holds the line, so your chances of playing from the fringe of the fairway versus out of bounds increases tenfold. So it's just much more enjoyable now playing with a vertical groove driver, where your confidence level goes up because now you know you're going to play from the fairway, and now you can just focus in on your approach shots or your putting or chipping, whatever's, you know, hurting the most of your game. But your driver is right now, once you play it, you know you're playing from the fairway, so you just worry about the rest of your game.
And it also looks like that you have the ability to have some choices online. I mean, building your club, shaft flex, and even, you know, if you selected the Tor X shaft, that you can go in there and you have a couple different choices as well. So kudos there that you have some good options on the website as well in terms of building.
Well, again, we wanted to custom build everything. So, you know, instead of bringing in stock clubs and just shipping them to brick and mortar, you know, we built an assembly plant in Jupiter, Florida. We bring all the heads into Jupiter. We custom build every single club for every single customer. We don't take any shortcuts. Our packaging is the best in the industry, better than PXG. That's $800 for a driver and $5,000 for a set of clubs. Better than anyone else out there. You know, again, it's just all about the customer experience and then the performance of our product once they put it in their hands. And, you know, I'll go up against anybody when it comes to that. I mean, we do an excellent job with custom building and custom fitting, you know, every driver and every 3-wood that comes out of our facility.
Well, Ruben, man, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to continued success with Vertical Groove Golf.
Well, guys, thanks for having us. Appreciate you allowing us to share our story, and you know, I encourage everyone to go to vertgolf.com and learn more about Vertical Groove Golf.